Joining us today via telephone, we have Representative Mike Dodson from District 67 representing Manhattan. Good morning.
Morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. It's been a busy week down in Topeka. We've been hearing a lot of the activity going on. I think the one thing I want to touch on first, if you don't mind, is the unemployment bill that passed yesterday. Pretty overwhelming. I think the vote was 87 to 36. I know you supported that, Representative Dodson. What does that bill entail altogether?
Yeah, this one was probably about 88 pages, if I remember right. So you can imagine that for the length of the discussion, but I thought this was one of the most important bills to come out of the House side this session. It does a couple of things. Number one, it establishes a board, and some people will say, no, you don't need a board. But in this instance, you know, you've got to have people know what they're doing, providing oversight. And then we've asked to make sure that they put the money, and we provided that, into the IT system. I mean, we all know what happened with the IT system was so bad that when they tried to get all the checks out, they had so much fraud that it just kind of backed up on everybody. So that's kind of the internals of that bill. There are a lot of other things in there, a lot of discussion with professional organizations. So, you know, when you get a vote like that, you know that there was discussion, because otherwise you got like 123-0. So we had several amendments on the floor, some brought as friendly amendments by the drafter of the bill. So trying to make it better up until the end is what we're trying to do. The issue now will be kind of what the Senate thinks they want to do. So we still got a ways to go.
Yeah, and just looking at the kind of the voting side of things here, it looks like it's largely partisan here. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but, you know, some people are able to protect their vote because they know it's going to pass anyway. So that's kind of a trick that people use, but I'm sure everybody wanted this thing to pass, and that's what it did. So we just have to see what happens on the Senate side.
All right, well,
we had the, I think one of the things that people worry about are 1099, and there is some language in there for that. There's language in there to take care of the unemployment trust fund, which, you know, started out to be about $1.2 billion and now is very small. So we've got to redo that. We're trying to make sure that all the employers, you know, who had to pay these employment side of unemployment insurance, are made whole, because whether or not it was fraud, they're still having to pay. So that was a hard one. So, but I think it's about as good as we could do.
Sure. Well, obviously there's going to be a lot of changes that happen there. Do you think is it realistic that they'll have the new implementations in place here by the end of next year, or do you think it's going to take a little longer?
Well, except for the procurement piece, which I think can move along pretty fast, because they're already out looking at it. Even without, you know, we want this board stood up in 30 days and operation 60. So that just kind of shows you we need to get it going.
Sure. All right. Well, there's been some other pieces of legislation that have passed this week. Anything that in particular that you want to pass along here to our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, there's we had 60 bills for those 4 days, 64 actually. So that's quite a few, and it's not hard work; it's just long work, you know. People aren't getting done till fairly late at night, but nobody's complaining, because I think it's important work we have to do. And the one of the ones was 2264. I didn't like this one very much. This is the one that has to do with the likeness of our athletes. in their ability to sell them. And my worry is that this is not going to be very good for teamwork. In other words, if somebody, some one person, for example, gets a contract through an agent, and he gets, let's just say, $300,000, and the rest of the team doesn't, I think we've got a problem. So the reason that I was able to support this is because we want to make sure that Kansas isn't left behind in the interim. We've got, California, Illinois, and I think one other state already moved ahead. And then you may know Senator Moran and the senator from Montana and Senator Booker are looking at this same thing up at the Senate. So we just kind of have to see how that goes. Obviously, we'll have to take our guidance from them. We would like everything to be standardized across the NCAA. I mean, otherwise, I think we've got a real problem.
Yeah, that could be a good way for teams, obviously, to recruit students. And I know that's a competitive thing as it is already. So maybe having that in place would put everybody kind of on the same playing field.
Yeah, the problem is you can imagine that somebody at KSU is competing against somebody at Southern California, Notre Dame, Clemson, Texas. It's not going to be exactly level. So, it's going to be problematic. I think we've got a lot of work to do to sort that out.
All right, again, we're speaking with Representative Mike Dodson here from District 67, representing the city of Manhattan. I don't know. There's been so many things here. It's hard to just go on one avenue. I know there's been discussion also on the sports betting. Has that progressed any further? Are we any closer to that?
I haven't seen anything on sports betting, but we have such a long list. You know, I can read forward about 5 pages of this very small print, but I haven't seen that one pop up yet.
All right.
And there's one that I think people might be interested in here. And this is the bridge on U.S. Highway 77 is being designated as the PFC Lorne H. Larson Bridge. So that sounds like a small thing, but I think it's important for us to honor those who have served.
Absolutely. That's a good thing. And there's so much work going on. You guys aren't actually working today, is that right? Today's
no,
off day.
We expected to be working, but because we had so many, but we got done, I think, about 5:15 last night. So I was really surprised because we had some tax bills and things like that I would have expected more debate.
What about?
I did want to talk about one that's important to our region. That 2066. This is one that you may recall we've been working for a long time. This, is, in essence, allows a faster and more sure path for military members to get professional licenses. And some 2 or 3 of the guys have really worked hard on this thing. It's hard to predict what's going to happen on the Senate side. I was surprised that nobody has really picked that thing up and started running with it. But we'll see. I mean, the guys have a little bit more time, and we're trying to identify people so that we can help them get smart on this thing and carry the bill on the Senate side.
You know, I know that you guys be recessing here pretty soon, won't you?
Yeah, just a week after. So we've got some meetings already scheduled. I noticed when I left, by the time I got home, we already had some committee meetings scheduled. And then Wednesday we'll have a GOP caucus call at 8:30 in the morning. So I think everybody's just trying to make sure that we're organized to kind of jump out of the blocks when we start again.
Yeah. Well, sorry, go ahead.
2416 is controversial, and I can't do justice to these things. I'm going to have to put in my newsletter with some explanation, but this is the one that is deals with the governor's emergency powers and that small board that comes from the legislature to kind of bounce things off of. So that one was heavily debated. So we'll have to find out what happens. One was talked to Superintendent Wade about, I don't think anybody's too excited about this, but this is 2039, and this has to do with requiring students to pass an American civics test in order to graduate with a high school diploma. So kind of the rest of the story on that, that will be nested inside of social studies programs, and it'll also use existing federal tests. And I think, if I remember, there are questions, and they're given 20 at a time, so you can mix and match. But this is what every person who immigrates has to take. And as you probably know, we have got some folks here in the U.S. who don't even know how many branches of government we have. So in order to be informed voters, we're going to have to fix that some way. I'm not sure the best way to do it, but we'll see.
All right. Yes. That was an interesting one. That one, a little closer than on the vote there, 69-54. You did support it here. It looks like some of our other representatives, Representative Carlin did not. And it'd be interesting to see. That's an interesting one. I think you could go a lot of ways with that. I see both sides of the issue there.
There is one more here, Brandon, that you'll be interested in. This is 2058, and this one received probably as much debate as anyone in that first three-day period. And this allowed reciprocity to recognize out-of-state licenses carry a concealed handgun. Now, one of the things that I don't think many people on the House floor knew was that currently a 18 or 19, 20-year-old can carry a weapon unconcealed. So at least, you know, what happens here is now they have to be licensed. They have to go through training. Now, my objection to this is just, I just don't like to see everybody with guns, but this has to be sorted out by the Senate as well. And it may be that we have some help from the Supreme Court on this one. I just don't know. But as I understand it, a 18, 19, 20-year-old cannot purchase a handgun, so I'm not sure how that's going to work.
And, you know, I saw something interesting on that, the gun law, the gun legislation here. You know, a lot of members of the legislature there are concealed carry. Do they have to, are they allowed to carry in the Capitol there?
Well, that's what is in that bill, and that's one of the things that, you know, we had guys standing up and say, look around you, do you trust that guy with a gun? So, in many cases, the answer is no. You know, on one hand, on one level, you know, people say, well, geez, I'll be safer. But on another level, I'm not so sure. You know, we've had so many incidents. And the one I recall is when the two guys jumped out of the truck after following the kid that came out of the construction site and killed him right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, those kind of things are not good. The other thing I worry about, having been in the Army all that time, is suicide. And one of the things you learn about suicide is proximity of something that can hurt you. So typically what happens is you've got some alcohol, you may have a money problem, and then you add a gun, and you've got a deadly combination. So we've got to kind of figure out how we bridge this gap between what happens in rural Kansas and what happens in downtown Detroit. And I just don't know how to do that. So.
All right. Well, Representative Dawson, we're running short on time here, but just want to say thank you and appreciate you always coming on here and sharing some time with us here to talk about what's going on in Topeka, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
By the way, Brandon, I sent a note after I got a lot of comments on the pushback from KDHE versus our Riley County plan. And I haven't heard back yet. I sent it to him on Tuesday, so we'll just have to see what happens. But I just didn't understand what they were trying to do, because we, at the beginning of this thing, we tried to make sure that everybody, every county had a slightly different circumstance and therefore ought to be handling their own business. So I'm just not sure the concept that they use. And we'll see if I get anything today.
Well, please pass along if you get some more information on that, because that was really kind of odd here that they kind of stopped us from moving on to phase three. I think a lot of people were confused on that, and you know, because Riley County's been doing such a good job of getting their vaccines out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my wife went to the first one up at the fire station, and then she went to the second one up at Pico, and the second one, she said, was as slick as you could imagine. So congratulations to all the healthcare workers that leaned into that and made it work.
Yeah, absolutely. Representative Dodson, we thank you, and we'll talk again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Brendan.
Appreciate it.